Welcome to the Minister Bibeau update to sector. I would now like to turn the call over to Minister Bibeau. Bienvenue à l'entretien téléphonique avec la ministre Bibeau sur la mise à jour du secteur. Je cède maintenant la parole à la ministre Bibeau.
Merci. Bonjour tout le monde. Hello everyone. So yesterday we confirmed that temporary foreign workers will be permitted to enter Canada despite the travel restrictions we have put in place to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. This is great news for our farmers who need them to cultivate their fields and our food businesses who desperately need them in the food processing plants. This is nothing less than a matter of food security. Au cours des derniers jours, nous avons entendu à quel point il est important qu'on ait accès à des travailleurs étrangers temporaires dès le printemps. Et notre gouvernement donne suite à cet appel. Les travailleurs étrangers seront autorisés à entrer au Canada à condition qu'ils passent 14 jours en isolement supervisé. Les travailleurs étrangers temporaires sont absolument nécessaires sur nos fermes et dans nos entreprises agroalimentaires. Ils permettent de combler 60 000 postes à travers le pays. Notre sécurité alimentaire dépend carrément d'eux. Notre gouvernement va travailler avec les pays d'où proviennent ces travailleurs afin d'obtenir les autorisations de vol pour ces avions qui seront nolisés par l'industrie et payés par les employeurs. The next step will be to work with the countries where the workers come from to ensure the permission to fly on planes that will be chartered by industry and paid by the employers who will get them. In the meantime, along with sector representatives and our colleagues in the provinces, we will finalize the protocols for supervised isolation. Every employer will have the responsibility to put in place a strict isolation protocol of 14 days, and if they don't, they would forfeit the right to hire foreign workers for the coming years. And I know that it's not what they want. In the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, I want to reassure everyone that we are taking all the measures necessary to protect your health, while also ensuring that you have access to fresh fruits and vegetables and high-quality food products on the shelves of your grocery stores. And I also want to reassure you that there will always be jobs available and ready for Canadians want to work on our farms and in our food plants. Je tiens à vous assurer qu'il y aura toujours des emplois disponibles pour les Canadiens dans les fermes et les usines de transformation alimentaire. During these difficult times, I want to sincerely thank the workers in the agriculture and agri-food sectors, the men and women who farm our land, the folks who work in food processing plants, grocery stores owners and their employees, truck drivers, volunteers working in food banks and food delivery services, and everyone who, despite the concern, goes to work every day so the rest of us can have food to eat. They are nothing short of heroes, and during these times, we see just how essential they are to our country. Donc, c'est important de remercier les productrices et les producteurs agricoles, les camionneurs, les employés, les employeurs à travers toute la chaîne d'approvisionnement alimentaire, incluant les banques alimentaires et les popotes roulantes. Nous leur devons les aliments de grande qualité que nous trouvons sur les tablettes de nos épiceries et sur nos tables. Maintenant, plus que jamais, on doit apprécier à quel point ils sont essentiels pour notre société. The bottom line is our government is working around the clock to respond to the health and economic impacts of the COVID-19 outbreak and on our farmers and agri-food businesses. This is a rapidly evolving situation. I will continue to work closely with the industry and my provincial colleagues to respond to the needs of our farmers, food businesses, and customers. I'm very proud of the strong and resilient food system we have in Canada. Together, we'll get through this crisis, making sure our food continues to get from farm to plate. Thank you. I'm pleased to take your question. Donc, je suis prête à répondre à vos questions. Merci.
Thank you. Merci. We'll now take questions from the telephone line. Nous allons maintenant passer à la période des questions. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, s'il vous plaît, soulevez le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, s'il vous plaît, appuyez sur les touches étoile 1 de votre téléphone. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur l'étoile 1 maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Il y aura un court délai vous permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente pour la période de questions. Thank you for your patience. Merci de patienter. We have a first question from Alan Dawson. La première question est de Alan Dawson from Manitoba Corporator.
Well, hi there, Minister. Can you fill us in a bit on where most of the temporary foreign workers come from? I believe Mexico would be one destination. And then also, you mentioned working with the industry in other countries on getting those workers to Canada. Could you expand a bit on the logistics of that? And I expect that that's going to be difficult in some cases because of less air lines flying around and also restrictions from with other countries in terms of access to airspace, airports, and their borders.
Yes, thank you. So most of our foreign workers who are coming in our farms are coming from Mexico, Guatemala, Jamaica, and some other countries in the Caribbean. We are working in collaboration with the industry, and they are in charge of, you know, organizing the planes and paying for the cost of the transportation. From the government side, we have to work with the countries where they come from to get this right to travel in their countries. They know about, you know, this very important foreign workers program. As you know, I was the Minister of International Development, and I can tell you that these countries recognize the importance for them as well to have all these people coming to Canada. They know we are treating them very well. They are bringing back money in their countries. They recognize that it's also for them a way to learn, to develop new skills, and to bring these new skills in their countries. So I'm hopeful that we will have a good collaboration and that we will be able to open the doors for the industry to send the planes over there and bring the workers we need in Canada for the planting season.
As a supplemental, I have questions related to COVID-19 and agriculture, but I think right now you're focused on the foreign workers, so I'll defer to other questions and other reporters right now, but hopefully can speak later on those other points.
Okay, so we'll see how long it takes. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Cathy McNaughton. Notre prochaine question est de Cathy McNaughton from the Dalkeith News.
Yes, Minister. Statistics show the average age of Canadian farmers being in their late 50s, an age group at increased risk during COVID-19. Will the Canadian government immediately be implementing a ban on any non-essential visitors on Canadian ranches and farms to protect these primary food producers?
Well, I would say that farmers and ranchers are owner of their land, and I think they are they have the capacity to restrain or to invite whoever they want on their farms. I'm not sure I get your question right. I don't see the government forbidding the access to private properties, or maybe I don't get your question properly.
It's the movement of people uninvited. Everybody is supposed to be kind of sheltering in place, not moving around, and they are. Schools are out right now, and people are looking for activities for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So they're arriving at maple syrup production places to see how the trees are tapped and syrup made, arriving on livestock farms to see the baby animals. Like, they're not wanted here, but they're on the road.
Yeah, but I think we are doing a lot to inform people that they have to be very careful about this social distancing.
Yes.
No one should enter into private properties. We all know that the sugar shacks are closed. So, provincial jurisdiction and even municipal police service may be called if needed, but I don't see how we could, you know, put something very specific in place to face this situation. We are already doing a lot of information, and the provinces are as well, and even the municipalities, about the importance of keeping each other safe.
Yes, and will you be doing everything in your power to keep slaughterhouses, sales barn, and the trucking industry moving, that the food supply keeps going to market and to consumers?
Absolutely. This is a top priority for me. As you have noticed, we have closed our borders to travelers and non-essential travelers with the U.S., but the borders are open for cargo and for everything related to business. It's very important for us to protect the flow of goods, but mainly the food value chain. And this is a top priority for me. What I'm most concerned about concerning that, it's related to human resources. So having the people go to work, having the people healthy, and you know, protecting themselves, so we can keep our food supply chain working. But everything else regarding there are absolutely no barriers to trade or to moving goods and moving food around the country, and with our trading partners.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question is from Yannick Patelli. La prochaine question est de Yannick Patelli de La Vie Agricole.
Bonjour, Madame Bibot. Vous avez dit que les travailleurs étrangers temporaires arriveraient ici en supervision. Pouvez-vous nous expliquer où et comment se feront les supervisions? Puis peut-être une autre sous-question. Si jamais la fermeture de la frontière sur le plan commercial devait advenir dans les prochaines semaines ou prochains mois, y a-t-il un plan B pour remplacer les travailleurs temporaires? Certains producteurs ont parlé peut-être de prisonniers qui pourraient venir aider au champ.
Alors, au niveau de la supervision, l'isolation supervisée, on est en train de finaliser le protocole avec l'industrie et avec Santé Canada et aussi les ministères provinciaux de la santé pour vraiment s'entendre sur les règles. Mais grosso modo, on peut vous dire que déjà avant le départ, tous les travailleurs, avant qu'ils embarquent dans l'avion, il va avoir une vérification de leur état de santé, être sûr qu'ils ne présentent aucun symptôme de maladie. Dès leur arrivée au Canada, ils vont être pris en charge par l'industrie, par les employeurs et amenés à leur lieu de résidence. Et c'est vraiment l'employeur qui va avoir la responsabilité de s'assurer de nourrir, bien évidemment, ses employés et aussi de faire un certain suivi médical avant que ces personnes-là puissent se promener dans la communauté d'accueil. Donc, ils vont vraiment, c'est pour ça que je parle d'une isolation supervisée, parce que c'est vraiment l'employeur qui va avoir la responsabilité de subvenir aux besoins de ses employés, de s'assurer qu'ils respectent la quarantaine.
Puis en cas de fermeture de frontières commerciales, est-ce qu'il y a un plan B?
Pardon. Donc, on est en train d'élaborer différents scénarios. Je voudrais que le plan B d'un scénario plus difficile est en cours, mais spécifiquement pour ce qui est des travailleurs, on parle de 60 000 travailleurs étrangers, donc on va travailler très, très fort pour faire en sorte qu'ils puissent venir, peut-être regarder éventuellement avec d'autres pays si c'était nécessaire. C'est une autre avenue. J'ai pas eu de conversation sur la possibilité d'y aller avec des prisonniers, mais on va essayer de faire en sorte que le plan A fonctionne, et je suis raisonnablement optimiste.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question is from Alexis Stockford. Notre prochaine question est de Alexis Stockford from the Manitoba Cooperators.
Yes, thank you, Minister. The announcement that we heard yesterday included some possible extended employment terms for incoming temporary foreign workers. And I've also heard some comment from industry who are looking for extended employment terms for those workers who are already here. They're wanting to maintain those that are already in the country. So just in terms of a clarification, I guess, those extended employment terms, are they just for incoming workers, or are there any efforts to make sure that those who are already here can maybe have some extended employment terms as well?
Yes, thank you for asking the question. Absolutely. Those workers who are here in Canada right now can extend their work permit if they wish to, and they can also move from one firm to another. There's a more flexible mechanism that is being put in place to allow this movement from a firm to another, and always within the, I would say, the network of farmers who are already registered to the program.
So maybe just as a follow-up question, are there any details, I guess, on that more flexible mechanism? How is that going to work?
I don't have any specifics right now. I can eventually send you a link maybe for more details. But the idea is to extend I think it's up to two. It depends on the program. So we have the season workers for agriculture and also the low-salary workers. So there are two different programs. For the low-salary, it could be extended from 1 year to 2 years. And there are other, you know, the specifications are not exactly the same for the two programs. But I know that those who are here right now can stay for another season at least and can move from one farm to another.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question is from Michel Bellemare. Notre prochaine question de Michel Bellemare de l'agence QMI.
Oui, bonjour, Madame Bibeau. Ma question est la suivante. Est-ce que vous parlez, on parle des travailleurs étrangers, est-ce qu'on parle surtout ou uniquement de la production de produits essentiels à l'alimentation? Je pense, par exemple, à l'horticulture, là, les gens qui produisent des cèdres pour des haies de cèdres ou des fleurs ou des choses comme ça en horticulture. Est-ce que vous pouvez me dire, là, si tout ça, c'est pour les produits essentiels à l'alimentation ou si ça touche aussi les produits non essentiels?
J'ai pas le détail vraiment très précis au niveau des chiffres, là, mais la très, très grande majorité, c'est l'horticulture, mais l'horticulture dans le sens des fruits et des légumes. Je sais que c'est la très grande majorité des 40 000 travailleurs étrangers saisonniers qui rentrent. Il y en a environ 16 000 qui travaillent dans le secteur des serres et de la production de champignons, et à peu près 4 000 dans le secteur de la transformation alimentaire pour un total de 60 000 travailleurs. Là, et ça, ce sont les chiffres de l'année dernière, là, seulement pour vous donner un ordre de grandeur. Puis c'est vraiment les travailleurs là, pour l'alimentaire, au niveau des productions alimentaires qui sont priorisées.
Pouvez-vous me répéter les chiffres, s'il vous plaît?
J'arrondis à 40 000 travailleurs saisonniers dans les fermes, dans les champs, 16 000 dans les serres et pour la production de champignons et 4 000 pour la transformation alimentaire. Donc, on parle d'à peu près 60 000 travailleurs étrangers sur une année dans le secteur de l'agriculture et de l'agroalimentaire.
Bon. 16 000 dans les serres et 4 000 dans la transformation?
Oui.
Bon. Parfait. Merci.
Merci.
Our next question is from Karen Davidson. Notre prochaine question est de Karen Davidson from the Grower Newspaper.
Thank you so much. Minister Bibeau, could you expand upon what requirements will be made on farms for self-isolation?
So it will be under the responsibility of the employers. From the very beginning, before the workers get on the plane, they will have to make sure that their workers do not have any symptoms of the disease before they get in the plane. When they arrive here in Canada, it's really an industry-led initiative, I would say. So it's Farm Canada who is coordinating this. So they have, with the individual employers, the responsibility to come to the airport, get the workers, bring them to the place where they will stay for the season, and make sure that they provide to them, you know, the food and everything that they need, and that they follow their health situation for the 14-day isolation period before they can go, you know, walk in the community, go to the grocery by themselves and have So it will be under the responsibility of each and every employer under the coordination of Farm Canada and Ferme in Quebec.
If I could ask a supplementary, as you know, farmers are provide housing, and these are often bunk houses. And so are there going to be any requirements as to having only 50% of that bunkhouse occupied? Like what are the distancing measures required in those housing situations?
We are working with the industry right now and with our health provincial colleagues to finalize the terms of this isolation protocol.
Will those be released on Monday or Tuesday? What's the timing, do you think, of those final details?
It's a matter of days, but still, it will be done before any workers come into the country, and it's really it's a collaboration between our health department and Farm Canada.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question is from Alex Binkley. The question is to Alex Binkley from the Ontario Farmer.
Yeah, hi, Minister. Like the previous person, I think my questions are more on other topics. Specifically, you said last week doing a more role for Farm Credit Canada in this, and I wonder when that announcement, the details might come out.
We're working on it. I hope to be able to give you more details during the coming week.
Okay, coming week. All right. No good. That's fine. And any other measures planned to just to encourage? As you know, last year was a pretty tough year for farmers across the country, and just to make sure they are all able to get out there and plant this year. Have you got anything else in mind?
We are working on different things, but my intention is to get back to you later this week with some additional financial assistance through EDC mainly, but maybe through other BRM programs or the type of programs. It's a work in progress.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question is from Bruce Cochrane. Question question to Bruce Cochrane from farmscape.ca.
Thank you very much. I'm wondering if we have any specific segments of the food production and delivery chain that tend to be the most susceptible to labor interruptions or disruptions as a result of COVID-19, and are we seeing any patterns at this point?
No, I don't have any pattern at this point, but we are having conversations with the stakeholders 3 times a week to make sure that we have a good sense of what is going on in the field and in these food processing plants. And we are working on different scenarios to see how we can support depending. We're trying to anticipate a different situation, working in very close collaboration with the stakeholders, with the industry, and with our provincial counterparts as well.
Follow up, have we seen any significant interruptions at this point?
No, not significant interruption. There are some challenges in terms of human resources, having people go to work, it's challenging, and businesses are putting in place, additional measures to reassure their employees and to bring more additional staff also to be able to face the situation.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question is from Peter Missam. Notre prochaine question est de Peter Missam from the Country Life.
Good morning, Minister. Good afternoon. Thanks for your availability today. My big concern, and I'm sure it's probably that of producers as well, is the onus and the risk seems to be being put on the producers, even though the travel restrictions are government mandated and so forth, the risk is on the producer to make sure that their employees are disease-free. Do you think this could inhibit the uptake of this opportunity to bring foreign workers into the country by producers who just may not want to be at risk of forfeiting their right if these workers become ill and there's any community spread as a result of that?
Well, this approach is really the result of a conversation with the Canadian Federation of Agriculture, and I would say l'UPA in Quebec, who has been the first one to present this this proposal for an isolation protocol. And I think it made a lot of sense, and we have been working with them to put it in place. All the farmers and their representatives that I've spoken to for the last week or so on this specific subject were very, very keen on moving forward, knowing that they would have the responsibility to take care and make sure that the isolation period was respected.
Okay, and just in common with the others, a supplemental, I guess, would be, can you give us any insights as to how far ahead you're planning both this measure and some of the other immediate assistance that you're offering farmers? Is this something that we could see in place for the next year or 2 years?
It's too soon to tell, but when you look at all the measures that we have announced this week, they were for people in general and for businesses in general, and it applies to family farms, and it applies to farmers and to food businesses in general. So they can go to their private financial institution, they can go to FCC, others to BDC to get some financial supports. We have put in place the financial macroeconomic measures in place for all these institutions to be more flexible, to allow them to postpone payment of mortgages for 6 months, for example, or to, you know, accumulate some loans into one under better conditions with a break of some up to 6 months before they start repaying. And on the other side, family farmers, I mean, they will get the additional amount of money for under the Canada Child Benefit, for example, or under the GST, I don't know how you call it in English, but the credit, I guess. Rebate. So all these measures that we have announced this week were meant to support all the sectors through people and through businesses.
Thank you. Merci. Once again, please press star one if you have a question. De nouveau, n'hésitez pas à appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. Et notre prochaine question est de Alan Dawson. Our next question is from Alan Dawson from Manitoba Cooperator.
Thanks again. I guess some of those questions that I had have been answered about FCC, and I was going to ask about the various the aid package, and you alluded to that. Are there any additional things that you might point to that farmers should be looking at from that aid package that was announced? I suppose the subsidy to small businesses to help them pay employees would apply to farmers that employ people as well?
Absolutely. Everything that you could see in this economic package for businesses also apply to farmers. They are businesses, they are entrepreneurs. They can also have, the other thing that I haven't mentioned is that we have pushed forward the date of the payment of their tax of their taxes? Yes. So obviously, if they expect a return, we suggest that they fill their form as soon as possible. But they, if they have to pay their taxes, it will be postponed after August. So this is another way for us to give them a break for the coming months until, you know, we get back to normal business.
And as a supplemental, I'm just wondering if you're picking up anything on the trade side. I've been in touch with, you know, Western Canada's grain sector, and the grain is flowing. And right now they're not anticipating it not flowing, although anything can happen. And as you alluded to, much depends on having workers to be able to move products. But on exports and so on of Canadian agricultural products, are you anticipating any difficulties going forward, or?
We are being very careful not to put any barriers on borders, on trade. The challenges that I see are more related to human resources, as I said earlier. For example, we can see that in some ports, it's a bit slower than it normally is to get the cargo out and rolling. So this is a challenge, but nothing from the trade perspective, as far as I can see.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. Il n'y a plus de questions enregistrées dans la période de questions.
Merci beaucoup à tous pour votre participation. Thank you all for your participation, and please. Relay my message to all these farmers and everyone working in the food business, and including food banks, how much we need them. It's really essential that we protect our food security in Canada. Alors, merci à tous de votre participation. Puis, s'il vous plaît, passez mon message. Il faut vraiment remercier, reconnaître le travail qui est fait par non seulement nos producteurs, nos productrices agricoles, mais aussi tous les gens qui travaillent dans l'industrie, que ce soit dans les épiceries, dans les banques alimentaires, dans les entreprises de transformation, les camionneurs. Alors, c'est important de reconnaître à quel point leur travail est essentiel. Merci à tous. Au revoir.
Thank you. Your conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation. Merci. Votre conférence est désormais terminée. Veuillez, s'il vous plaît, raccrocher votre ligne, et nous vous remercions de votre participation.